Dr. Green, making the best of a bad situation. I'm Ann Holiday with the ARG News Review, fueled by American Refining Group. Possibly some thunderstorms tonight, sun on Saturday. It's 77 degrees. The McKean County Fair and Auto Township Old Home Days have both been canceled for this year. Organizers of both events say because of the restrictions on large gatherings, as well as the time it takes to plan and schedule the events, they could not feasibly go through with them. The Old Home Days committee says at this time there are no plans to reschedule for a later date. The fair board told people to mark their calendars for August 16th to the 21st, 2021. There will be life after the green phase of reopening, but it won't be normal as we knew it, according to Governor Tom Wolf and Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine.
We don't intend to continue all those restrictions forever, but we're going to have to be alert and vigilant, particularly in the fall, as the governor mentioned, for an increase in terms of coronavirus cases.
Most healthcare experts expect another surge of COVID-19 in the fall at about the same time flu season starts. Wolf said don't expect mask wearing and social distancing guidelines to go away anytime soon. Jefferson and Potter counties have reported more cases of COVID-19, doubling the number of cases this week. Jefferson County now has 15 cases, Potter County 8. Statewide, 443 additional positive cases were reported, bringing the total to 74,385. Pennsylvania does not track the number of recoveries by county, but statewide, 70% of the people who contracted the virus have recovered. Chautauqua County has reported 7 more cases of COVID-19 and 2 more deaths, bringing the totals to 97 and 6. That's 15 new cases reported this week. 71 people have recovered. Allegheny County has 3 more cases. Cattaraugus County has had no new cases since Wednesday, but does have 1 more recovery. Erie County is still in the yellow phase of reopening because Governor Tom Wolf says doctors and scientists are concerned about the increasing numbers of COVID-19 there.
In fact, it's actually alarming to our epidemiologists who believe that an outbreak is occurring as we speak in Erie County. I know and I understand that Erie County's residents are eager to move from the yellow phase into the green phase. Like everybody else, they're frustrated. But with these signs of community spread, the potential of community spread of the coronavirus, we need to contain it before it can move forward.
Wolf added that the state is sending as much help to Erie County as possible, including more contact tracers. Lewis Run Bay State Police are investigating a possible child pornography-related case. They say the Computer Crime Task Force got a cyber tip line report about possible child pornography or obscene materials at a Lewis Run address. The incidents happened between March 7th and 18th. A man and a woman are in jail after allegedly assaulting their landlord during an incident that brought the New York State Police Special Operations Response Team to Route 16 in the town of Machias. Police say on Wednesday afternoon, 39-year-old David Coffey stabbed the victim with a pen, causing an injury, and 23-year-old Abigail Klink hit the person in the head with a piece of wood. That night, troopers were called back to the scene, where Coffey allegedly hit the victim with a pickup truck, went inside the home, and fired a weapon. After the special response team arrived, troopers were able to take Coffey and Klink into custody. They're both charged with criminal possession of a weapon and a controlled substance. Coffey is also charged with criminal possession of stolen property. During his daily briefing, Governor Andrew Cuomo was asked what he thought about a Buffalo police officer shoving a 75-year-old man to the ground during a protest Thursday night.
When I saw the video, I got sick to my stomach. Not to be overly graphic, but that is the answer to your question. I think Mayor Brown was 100% right in suspending the police officers last night. I think he acted quickly and appropriately, and I applaud that.
Cuomo said he did speak with Martin Gugino, who's still hospitalized in serious but stable condition. A North Carolina man was found dead Wednesday in the George B. Stevenson Reservoir at Sinnamohoning State Park. State police say 75-year-old Richard Zamenchek of Pinehurst was found by kayakers at around 8:30 p.m. near the boat launch area. Cameron County Coroner Ted Walters says the Menchek was fishing by himself in the water at the dam, but he's not sure if the man had a medical emergency or was hit by lightning from one of the severe storms passing through the area at the time. Police say no foul play is suspected. A fire that damaged a Foster Township home last month has been ruled accidental. A state police fire marshal says damage to the home at 1222 East Main Street is about $25,000. No one was hurt. The Derrick City Volunteer Fire Department fought the fire and helped with the investigation. A paving project on Route 219 in McKean and Elk County starts on Monday. About 6 miles of road in Hamlin, Sargent, and Jones Townships will be paved, and sections of Route 219 will be restricted to a single lane between the Elk County line and the intersection of Route 6. Flaggers will be in place during the workday, but all restrictions will be lifted at the end of the day. PennDOT expects the work to be finished in early September. And making the best of a bad situation. That was the theme of the speakers during the Bradford Area High School 2020 commencement exercises. Ryan Miller said, "Don't let any opportunity pass you by because you never know when you'll get another chance."
We can either complain about how things turned out, or we can use this situation to grow as people. We can consciously make good choices and work on flexibility. We can problem solve and persevere. We can demonstrate kindness and morality. We can use this time to better ourselves. Spend more time with our families, take up a new hobby, practice sports, or find something new to enjoy. We can't worry about things that are out of our control. We can't cure a pandemic simply by wishing it wasn't here. Instead, our focus is better used thinking about what we have control over. Focus on what you can do to improve yourself.
Caleb Nuzzo said class members did not allow themselves to wallow in self-pity.
But instead of allowing ourselves to dwell in our sorrows, we decided to step up in our community by becoming young adults that we know we can be. All over our great town, we see the class of 2020 working in essential services in an attempt to give back to the community that has made us into the people that we are today. You can find us in places such as restaurants preparing food, at Walmart supplying others with basic necessities, at nursing homes tending to our elders, washing down shopping carts at grocery stores, and even serving ice cream at our local creameries, because we all know how essential that is in times such as these.
And Elizabeth Miller said although they didn't have the graduation ceremony they dreamed of, it's not about just one night.
We have so much to look forward to in our future. I know that it's difficult to hear, but we did not work this hard just for a single opportunity to walk across the stage in a graduation ceremony. This is only a stepping stone on our long life journey. We'll carry our experiences and memories with us forever. Our time as high school students may be over, but this is not the end. It is only the beginning.
Gretchen Henneman sang the Casey Musgraves song Rainbow, which was chosen by the class of 2020. Erica Marshall, accompanied by her father Mick Marshall, sang the Maroon 5 song Memories, also chosen by the class. Vocal instructor Andy Dutko sang the national anthem and the Bradford High alma mater. Guest speaker Alec Pringle from the class of 1983 told the graduates to participate in life, not be spectators. School principal David Ray opened the ceremony, which aired live on YouTube, by saying that everyone is in this together.
This experience has reminded us that humanity is a collective, a gathering of souls. We've learned that we are dependent on the decisions and the actions of others, and we will determine what each of us will do with the time that is given us. Your decisions and actions will affect us all. What we decide and how we act will affect you, your family, me, and the entirety of humanity. It's always been this way, but in these critical times, even more so.
The ceremony was followed by a virtual diploma passing video with the high school musical song, We're All in This Together. You can see both videos on the WOWLTV YouTube channel. There's a link to that at WESB.com.
B107.5, Bradford weather.
There's a chance of thunderstorms tonight. Other than that, it'll be cloudy with a low near 58. Saturday, sunny and a high near 75. Saturday night, clear and a low near 48. Sunday, sun and a high near 68. It's 77 degrees. I'm Ann Holiday. Sports with Frank Williams after stocks on the ARG News Review.